People struggling with opioid addiction can find it so hard to get treatment in some places that they're going to court to ask to be locked up. In Massachusetts, there's a law that lets them do that. But as more people take advantage of it, some are wondering whether the courts should play this role. From New England Public Radio, Karen Brown reports.
On a bench outside a Springfield, Massachusetts courtroom, a 33-year-old man looks more alert than you might expect for someone coming off a heroin binge after being sober for a month.
Now I'm probably doing like two bags and getting my eyes and clay.
He didn't want his name used because he wants to keep his addiction private. He says he's spending $1,000 a week on heroin and worried he'll overdose. So he's asking a judge to lock him up in a treatment program.
If I don't do this, I'm going to lose my freedom eventually anyway. You know, and like eventually I'm going to get enough charges to the point where I go to jail anyway.
He's using a 46-year-old state law that allows a judge to order someone into treatment if they're considered a danger to themselves or others. Massachusetts is one of 38 states that allows civil commitment for substance abuse.
Basically, it's a good way to get clean, because if you try getting into these 5 or 6 day detoxes, it takes forever. It takes a month to get into the place, and if you don't have the right insurance, they don't want you, you know, like, it's a royal pain in the
Officially, you're not allowed to ask for your own commitment. Someone must petition for you, like a close relative or a probation officer. But you can agree not to oppose it.
We're all right, please. The court is now back in session.
Once before the judge, the man stands tall and respectfully, with a fresh haircut for the occasion. A forensic psychologist testifies that he is, in fact, a danger to himself and others. His lawyer says he agrees to treatment.
Okay, very good. So, sir, I do find that there is a basis for the commitment.
Thank you.
As a court officer leads him away in handcuffs, the man smiles at his family and looks relieved. That same afternoon, the judge commits three other heroin addicts to detox, all of them willing. Most hope to be assigned to a privately run treatment center connected to the courts. But if there's no room there, some will end up at a more bare-boned program at the state prison. This year, about 8,000 people will be committed to substance abuse treatment in Massachusetts. That's up 40% from 5 years ago. It's not clear how many of those are voluntary. Massachusetts State Senator Jennifer Flanagan led an investigation into this trend, partly to understand why addicts were trying to get committed. She learned that many just couldn't find or afford treatment outside the courts.
If you're an addict and you finally decide today's the day I want to go, you may not necessarily go through the hassle of calling every place and trying to get a bed and calling your insurance company. You might just go to court and get sectioned because you're mandated a bed.
A bed the state has to pay for if insurance doesn't, and often for a longer period of time. While Flanagan calls that a misuse of the system, others say that's what the system is for.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Judge William Masnick presides in the town of Greenfield. He considers it his job to help addicts who see the courts as a last resort.
They're asking for me to use that process to force them into a situation where they can't just walk out of treatment. You have a window of opportunity where they're recognizing this. You have to act quickly.
Over the past year, Massachusetts has added more detox beds in the community, in part to reduce the need for civil commitment. But advocates say until someone can reliably pick up the phone and get help right away, the courts will remain a key part of the treatment chain. For NPR News, I'm Karen Brown.